As you heard there, the ancient Christian community in Jordan makes up less than 4% of the population, but it enjoys good relations with the Muslim majority. Father Rifat Bader is spokesman there for the Latin Patriarchate, which oversees the church in Jordan, as well as in Israel and the Palestinian territories. As organizers were putting the final preparations in place for Pope Benedict's arrival, Father Rifat told me more about recent developments in interfaith relations.
Well, the interreligious dialogue, especially the Islamo-Christian dialogue, is not new for the Jordanian mentality because it started with the Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue and the Institute of Ahlul Bayt in Jordan. From 1984, we started to have many conferences, many academic dialogues between Christians and Muslims, but also the basement of the Jordanian society is also with the dialogue, with this orientation, because we have the dialogue of life, the daily life is shared among the Christians and their brothers, the Muslims. We are co-citizens, so it is not new, it is not strange to have interreligious dialogue in Jordan. But we are looking for the visit of His Holiness to strengthen this sense of dialogue, this sense of mutual respect between the followers of all religions, especially the Islam and Christianity. We are looking for this visit to open the horizons, the new horizons, the new doors of dialogue, not only on Jordan, but also in the Arab world, in the Islamic world, in the whole world. We need always to emphasize of the orientation of the church. This is the choice of the church to dialogue with the other religions. This is the dialogue also that emphasizes the role of religions to build peace and to keep this peace for always.
Pope Benedict is blessing the cornerstones of two new buildings, isn't he? One church and one university, a Catholic university. Tell us a bit more about both these places.
We are looking for this visit to strengthen and to show to the world the good presence and positive presence of the Catholic Church in Jordan. The first thing is the institutional presence, which gives academic and cultural service for the society, for all the citizens, which is the first university, which is for the Latin Patriarchate of Jerusalem, and supported by the Catholic institutions in the world. The academic presence for the church in Jordan started from the second half of the 19th century. And now we will have the first university. This is the first step. The second step is when His Holiness will visit also Regina Pace Center for the Handicapped Persons. It will show that the church cares for the sick people and the needy people. We have also the first church besides the baptism site in Al-Maghdas near the Jordan River. It will be also to emphasize the good spiritual presence for the church and for the Christians in general and Catholics in particular.
Finally, Pope Benedict will also be visiting Mount Nebo, the site where Moses looked out over the Promised Land. Can you describe this for us?
Yeah, so this visit also is coming 9 years after Pope John Paul II's visit to that place. And we still keep in mind this standing up beside the serpent, the iron serpent. So we are looking to see Pope Benedict looking for Jerusalem, looking for the Holy Land, where he will also call for peace and justice. This is a holy place in Jordan, but which shows the Holy Land, especially the city of Jerusalem, where His Holiness will go and will pray for the unity and peace between the sons of Abraham, Jewish, Muslims, and Christians. We are looking to see or to listen also to the call of peace, to the call of respect, to the call of justice coming out from His Holiness in order to be a sign of hope, a sign of respect, and a sign of peace that will come one day. We hope so.
Thanks there to Father Rifat Bader, spokesman for the Catholic Church in Jordan. (Speaking in Hebrew)